It is Nick, Jazz and Ducko. Welcome to the podcast, guys. It's great. It is great to have you here.
Mm. Guys, do fish sleep? Like,
goes on in your brain, man, that this is what's running through it on a Friday morn?
I've just been looking out. We've got a lovely view here, yeah. And I've just been looking down toward Nobby's and seeing the water and thinking of fishermen, right? And they go out at like early mornings, yeah. Sometimes midnight, late at night, like just creepy hours of the day.
Yes.
Is that because the fish are just like napping on the bottom and they just need to go down and like scoop them up? And then they'll wake up being like, what the heck? I'm out of the water.
Yeah, what the hell? I was just asleep. I was having the weirdest dream.
I feel like a fish is so low on the food chain, it can't afford to sleep.
But
the minute it closes its eyes, either the humans or some other predator will come along and eat them.
And yeah,
they need to constantly be on the move or at least on the lookout.
Because they don't. I don't remember them having eyelids.
How do they close their eyes to get some shut eye?
Yeah, I've just Googled it. Fish do not sleep in the same way land mammals sleep, but they do rest. Research shows fish may reduce their activity and metabolism while remaining alert to danger.
Yes, oh right, because they've got no way to defend themselves except by at least being awake.
See,
they just have a mental break.
I thought this. Some fish float in a weird place, or they just wedge themselves between something, mud or coral, to like hold there and just hide.
Oh, hide. Because otherwise, would they just float to the
surface? I guess
they
would.
They look dead.
They're the most useless animal, fish.
They really are
they
useless.
They suck, man. Like some fish are cool, but like other fish is like, what do you do? What's your reason for
what fish are you looking at and judging, Ducko?
He's
ugly.
Become a surfer for the month, and now he's just like thinks he's King Triton.
Man, I just give him those really ugly ones that suck the bottom of the ocean, like the sucker fish.
Oh, the bottom feeders.
Bottom feeders. Like, there's some hideous creatures in the ocean.
The wobbegongs.
How lazy do you have to be in your quest for food that you go, you know what, stuff it. I'll suck the floor.
Yeah. Did you drop that? I'm going to.
Imagine if humans did that. Just like, hopefully mum's dropped something in the carpet this week. I'll suck it up.
It says
if not, I'm going to suck on it anyway.
The ocean fish is the world's ocean sunfish is the world's most useless fish.
Is that the one that where the eyes move? Like if it stays on the bottom, then both its eyes go on top?
Surely the blobfish is the most useless. Have you seen the blobfish?
Oh, yeah. It looks like a piece of snot or durian.
They're pretty gross. They look like an alien.
The inside of an
oyster.
They're
all vulnerable to natural predators. Like they all get eaten.
Tell you what, though, it'd make parenting easier.
If you had a sunfish for a kid?
No, if you didn't, well, yes. You just put it in a tank.
Put it on the carpet.
Save on school fees, tell you that much.
So much.
Well, no, because
they forget everything.
Don't fish live in schools?
So true.
Very
that's going to cost more.
So very true. High.
How many will you have to parent if they all have to go to school together?
I know, there's 1,000 of them.
Oh, God.
In the school.
I was thinking more if you never needed to sleep, then it wouldn't be such an issue.
But also, how easy would it be to be a parent if you could lay eggs like a fish lays eggs after birth?
Like, and you just
lay
pump out like 600
at once. 600 fish, and it's like, some will hatch, some won't. It's all good. I got 600 of these little things.
You know what? Birth wasn't that hard for me.
This wasn't hard for Nemo's dad either.
Nick,
nothing.
I've always said this. It is something I wish I could experience labour and childbirth because the connection you must have with your body and your child would be. Mm.
We'll never be able to.
So you'll never know.
So, you know, kudos to you, Jess, and
the female
body.
I'll take credit on behalf of all womankind.
I wish I could go through that.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I can't. So.
Good on you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's thinking about fish. You're thinking about labour. You guys need to get a hobby.
13, 10, 60. I love my partner, but...
Yeah, because Angus doesn't put the tea towels on the oven like Jess asked.
No,
and so she brought this up.
I want them on the inside of the door.
Oh, the inside of the...
Not on the oven.
So practical.
Yeah, the sink cabinet.
It is. We got ugly tea towels. I either buy better, fancier tea towels so they do sit on the oven handle in full view.
Yeah.
Or I save us money with a wedding around the corner, and he hides them under the cupboard door like I want him to.
I swear Georgette buys intentionally bad tea towels. We've got like a Kate and Will's commemorative 6-year anniversary one. And,
really?
Yeah.
And like a Ryleston post office one. Like it's just...
So you want to hide them behind the cupboard door.
Oh.
So what, it's tickling the bin. It doesn't matter. We want them out of sight.
But also, if you know anything about those commemorative tea towels, like a piece of lettuce is more absorbent.
Yeah. Anyway.
Georgia in Mayfield West, finish the sentence for us. I love my partner, but...
No, well, clearly I didn't love my partner because it was one of the contributing factors. He just kept always using the aircon like 24/7. So, needless to say, he's not my partner anymore.
All right, Georgia and Mayfield West, I don't love my partner because...
I dumped my partner because...
Let's try again. Rebecca in Belmont North, finish the sentence. I love my partner, but...
He restocks the dishwasher after I have already stacked it because it's not the way he likes it.
Ooh, Beck, careful.
I do that.
Me up.
You're talking to Gilly and Ducko here, two of the most unnecessarily pedantic people on the planet.
No, I'm with Beck on this. If Morgan does that and restacks my dishwasher, I'm like, just let it be.
No.
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
Rebecca, it's because you're doing it wrong. If Rebecca's partner is out there, give us a buzz, 13, 10, 16, and you can do the same thing in reverse.
I'll back you up. Casey is in Rankin Park. Case, I love my partner, but...
I love my partner, but when we sit down to watch a TV show and it's really engaging and she starts asking questions and I can't concentrate and then she Googles the answer to her own question and then misses the show that she's watching, so asks questions to catch up.
Yep. Does she then give you the answer that you didn't have or want in the first place?
I don't need to know. I just want to watch.
Or when the plot hasn't fully been undone yet, it's, why are they doing that? What are they? You're like, I'm watching at the same time as you. Yeah. Alana and Madawi on 13 10 60, finish us off. I love my partner, but...
He always forgets to turn on the fan when he's having a shower, even though it's right next to the light
switch.
Brilliant.
I don't care for those two in one. When you turn the light, the fan comes on. But they were invented because of people like that. Yep.
Get a Sparky in and just get them to put it on the same switch, Alana. Mm-hmm. Shani and Bolwara, I love my partner, but...
Hey. I do love him so very much, and thank you so much for getting the kids ready this morning. But, you know, when you have a sandwich and you open up that packet of cheese or ham or like you might be cooking the chicken breast and there's plenty of containers available, but it still just goes back in the fridge unsealed.
Oh,
yes.
I get in trouble.
And the chicken goes gross. I do that a bit. And the cheese dries up.
The corners of the ham get a bit curly.
Yeah, I get in trouble quite a bit for not putting glad wrap or a little silicon stuff on the onions.
Oh, yes.
Or the cucumbers. I'm just like, cut the little end slice off and it'll be fine.
Cut the deformed end off. It'll be fine.
You guys are the worst. Bree is in Raymond Terrace. Last one, Bree on 13, 10, 60. I love my partner, but...
But he drives me insane when I've just finished vacuuming. He'll sit on the lounge and then he'll pick his toenails and throw it on the carpet.
Oh, that
drives me insane.
Even remove the vacuuming bit of that.
Yes.
That's not cool.
You can't find them because they blend into the carpet?
Pretty much.
Oh, God, you're walking along barefoot.
God. Hey, great call. We're going to give you a double pass to see Guy Sebastian live in concert November 2021. Tickets on sale today via Ticketek.
Doesn't always make you feel better doing this segment, guys.
It really does.
Yeah. And shout out to who dumped their partner for the...
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah. Shout out to him if he's listening.
Turn the aircon off.
What's your favourite smell?
Yeah,
That's right.
Pre-packaged meat company has decided to release bacon face masks or bacon-scented face masks.
I'll be honest, when you first said this, Ducker, I thought you meant like a sheet mask, you know, that the ladies might use in their Sunday self-care, the full face. That's a lot of
bacon.
So strips of bacon
on
your face.
A lot of meat on the face, isn't it?
A lot of meat on your face.
Now, for that, would you go raw or cooked?
Possibly raw, maybe better antioxidants, you know, getting into the skin. Crispy bacon, I don't think would give you as much oil goodness. No. I don't know.
That's about as scientific, I think, as most beauty products are.
Yeah.
It'd probably give you more antioxidants.
Probably if it's wetter. Yeah. Yes, that checks out. Yeah.
Clinton and Wall's End, 13, 10, 60. What's your favourite or most obscure smell?
Oh, mate, it'd have to be my fishing bait after I've left it in my car for a few days.
No.
So off worms? No. What's fishing bait?
Yeah, you can be worms.
Oh, mate, I pulled the whole car apart for like 3 days thinking, you know, it's got to be in here somewhere. And then I found half a cooked prawn in there, buddy, 3 days later.
Oh,
it's the most magnificent smell you could ever smell in your car for 3 days.
Absolutely.
That gets you going, does it, Clint?
Oh, yeah, it's a bit how you're going, it was.
Lovely.
Mitchell in Fletcher. What's your favourite smell?
Hey, guys, how are we?
Great, thanks, Mitch.
Always good, Mitch.
Tip Top Bakery Bread.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Have you smelled that factory they've got near Gateshead?
No. Oh. Okay, so when you're driving past, are you just all windows down?
Oh my God, it is the best stuff ever.
Is it just like a bakery smell? Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, it's like a specific
Tip Top.
Yeah, like a freshly cooked bread. Like, oh, it's beautiful. Yeah,
better than the oat milk factory smell, I would imagine.
What would that smell
like?
I don't know. Like hot milk. Like, I don't know why it's hot. I just feel as though they're doing it hot.
Yeah, no, I don't know if they would.
Anywho.
Oh, thanks, Mitch. Kiara, Anna Bay, 131060. What's your favourite smell?
I've had this since I was a little kid, and I think it smells amazing, but I've always loved the smell of dog paws.
Dog paws. I mean, dogs can get into some tricky, icky situations, Kiara. Are we always enjoying the scent?
Yes.
Okay.
So what does it smell like, dog paws?
Yeah.
I don't know. They say online it's meant to smell like corn chips, but I don't think it smells like that. I think it just smells really nice.
I'll be honest with you. I don't find that weird, Kiara. I love the smell of dog ears.
Like, why are you getting your nose into the ear?
Yeah, if you smell inside the ear of a dog.
Is this like the newborn baby thing? You know, like the newborn baby smell people like really get off on?
Maybe.
Is this just like you need to have the
You need to have the dog.
The creature.
Yeah, maybe if it's your creature. I love smelling Pam's ears.
I wonder if it's a symbiotic relationship. I wonder if she likes the sound of your nose.
Like me, because I like sniff her like she sniffs me like, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that what you, is that what you do, Kiara?
No, probably not like that.
Yeah, good. Good one. Jackie's in Newcastle. Wrap this up for us, Jack. What's the weird smell that you love?
Yeah.
My niece's baby nut. So when she was little, she used to have this teddy bear thing, and it used to have baby milk on it and vomit and just absolutely everything. And it doesn't matter how many times you washed it, it would always have the same distinctive curdled milk kind of baby vomit smell. And it was the best thing ever. It absolutely loved the smell.
Baby vomit,
and Jackie.
Yeah, baby vomit and just, yeah, she her milk bottle on it and just absolutely everything, and it was the best smell ever. I love that smell.
And your niece, not even your flesh and blood. That's weird.
Yeah, I'll be honest, when you were describing the smell, I thought, she's missed what we've said for the phone topic. What's your favourite smell? She must have thought, what's your least favourite?
Yeah.
No, there it is.
You don't like the smell of little Odie and Harriet's vomit and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Man, it's true, though. You can't get it out of things like that, and it is horrendous. That
mixed with the fur of a teddy bear as well. Oh,
can you imagine if everyone had their own scented face mask to their favourite smells? You've got people walking around with dog paw face masks, baby vomit.
Baby vomit, old lady.
Dog's ears. Mm. The world would be a different place, wouldn't it?
Sure would. Guys, I went to a dark place yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, because I started my first foray into social basketball.
Hello.
Oh, the Gilman's playing a bit of basketball. Was it as inspiring as Michael Jordan, The Last Dance?
Oh, yes.
Look, this is what I was feeling at the time, this sort of build-up.
Did they do the walkout? Like, number seven, move
And they put the strobe on.
On court seven at Broadmeadow.
What's your history with B-ball? You're a tall, athletic gentleman, but we know you've got the AFL career.
I would say tall, formerly athletic gentleman.
Yes, okay.
I have never once played any form of basketball.
Okay, you're a
socially
volleyballer.
Or otherwise.
Never went to
because
the
it's
basket.
Quite intricate with the rules in basketball, particularly around the rim. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Like, pardon?
I don't know anything
about basketball. I didn't finish the Last Dance Michael Jordan doco because I got bored.
Around the hoop, if you're a big man, which Nick is quite a tall human, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't linger there, I've learned.
Yes.
I also learned that you've got to dribble it. I got done for travel about five times last night. I am so bad at it.
Is that the basketball equivalent of stepping in netball?
Yeah,
sort of. You've got to be bouncing the ball if you start moving.
Of course.
Except I think you can take two steps inside the key if you're driving for a shot. He sounds like he knows what he's doing.
No, I take two steps and two steps only.
Yeah. Now, we were playing against a team yesterday called Ball Rash.
Pardon?
Ball Rash, which is classic. Vintage. Nearly as good as my old volleyball team. Will you have sets with me?
What's your team called?
The Day Trippers.
Okay, not as fearsome as Ball Rash.
No, that's all right. That's a fun name. But
he doesn't approve. I didn't make it. It's good.
I was roped into playing in this team.
It's
they
not really my team. I'm just coming late.
But the thing is, I haven't played competitive sport for a few years now. Mm. My body is absolutely shot.
Yeah, you got bad ankles, don't
you? Yeah, and I realised that it took me to a place which is not good for me. It's not a good look for me, which is the overly competitive Nick.
Ah,
so where your body lacks your mouth makes up for it.
Yes. So back in the day when my body worked and I was playing professional football, that competitiveness is what gets you to where you need to go.
When you were a professional.
Yeah. Whether Gil should be taking the kick or not.
At 8:40 on a Thursday night at Broadmeadow with a Veterans League Division 5 social basketball side, not as good. So here's what happened. I was driving for the net,
And
a guy got in my way. And
on a ball rash.
I bowled him over.
Big tree fall hard.
Now, he got fouled. Yeah. So I would argue that he was at fault.
Yeah. Yes, you're in the right here.
So I'm going back to the foul line because I get two free throws.
Yeah.
And he, like, basketball threw the ball at my face, essentially.
Oh, to return it to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Luckily, I was watching, caught it, threw it back to the ref. And then the guy came past me. And I'd driven pretty hard. And so he walked past me in a bit of a huff. And I said, "You're right, mate." And he goes, And so, just quietly, my old football self goes, "Suck it up, princess."
Is that what you said to him?
Yeah.
Oh, that is
because
so cool.
Because he wet his nostrils and huffed at you.
And threw the ball at me. And then I was just like, "All right, Nick, back.
And what, did he say anything?
Social basketball, we're down by about 400 points and it's only halfway through the first half.
No, you've got to fight for every little inch.
Mate, it's all psychological at this point, isn't it? If you can get in their head with your suck it up princess.
We certainly did not. They continued to pull away. I think the score was like 45-16 or something by the end of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were sinking threes all over the place. And then I got home. And once I stiffened up again, guys, I had to take two Nurofen to just come into work today. Because somebody installed our floor a long way away this morning to be able to pick up my shoes. Oh, boy, am I stiff.
The back, the hips, the ankles,
the
shoulders.
The knees, everything.
How good is being the social hero, whether it's touch, netball, basketball, where the inner competitive spirit comes out?
Oh, man.
I've done that so many times. You just black out and you have a moment like that and then you come back to reality. You go, what am I doing?
I got into like an argument with a referee in mixed netball about contact or me going out or something. And I was like, what am I doing?
The refs, you know, like a 16-year-old doing it for some work experience.
How was that contact? Contact, Shelly! God damn it! God damn it! And you get in your car after it and you're like, "I hate myself."
It's Friday, guys. Every Friday we do the bottom three, so let's hit it.
Welcome to Nick, Jess and Ducko's bottom three, celebrating the low points of the week on the show. It's hard to keep track of people's ages. I mean, they seem to change every year. And that is very true of Jess trying to follow the age of supposed good friend Nick.
So, we have discovered that your brain is at its most powerful at the age of 35 years old.
Oh, no.
Oh, Gilly. We joke that you're 104.
Yeah.
But you're actually 39.
Yeah. 38.
38.
You start heavily declining at 40. You
but
start
you're 39,
showing signs.
You've got a year left.
I'm 38. I've got 2 years left. Very recently 38.
Let's round it up, mate. You're 39.
Okay, yeah, 39. Okay. Like, this year's over. We're not counting 2020, so you're 39. So, you know, tomorrow you're 40, basically, and you're over. And you're 39.
38.
I don't understand this.
In Jess's defence, though, it's easy to add a few years to Nick's age when things like this happen.
The other day he called me Simon.
Not getting it.
Sorry, is it bag? Because I'm not Simon. I can't remember what your nickname is these days.
Oh, Gilly. Let's put him out to pasture.
It's 2020. What a year. So if you're feeling a bit flat, there are all kinds of things you can do to keep your spirits up. But a lot of people haven't considered this other option.
Are a little bit blue, a little bit down. Do you have a go-to thing that you know will perk you up, it'll cheer you up?
If that happens, I don't want to be happy. I just want to embrace the sadness.
That is the most new thing I've ever heard.
I did not see that coming, but it's on me because I feel like we should have seen
it. You know, like a day like today, a bit melancholy, it's a bit wet.
Yeah.
McGill Man looks out the window and just watches the rain dribble down.
Pitter patter
down
on the window.
And he goes, "George, I'm feeling something. And I'm just going to let this roll through me."
Just 3 weeks ago, a hit family member wrote in to Ducko's Incy Wincy Teeny Weeny Problems. Here it is.
This comes from a member of the hit fam, Carl. Genuinely, tomorrow, he's got a date with a girl he's actually been seeing. Haven't had the chat yet, but he's had a few with her, but he's still playing the field, old Carlos.
And so, it was amazing to hear, of all the people in the world, Who rode in to Incy Wincy Teeny Weeny Problems this week?
Today, it's from a Good Hit family member, Carlos.
Carlos?
Well, his name's Carl. I've called him Carlos, and I don't think he'll mind, judging by what he's written in.
I think we've had Carl on before.
Have we?
Yeah.
Sorry, Carl.
Couple of Carls out there.
There's plenty of Carls in you, and you never know who it could be. Carlos has...
Of all the names in the world.
Oh, my God.
Carl just loves this segment.
It's either Jake or Jack or Carl.
Ah, look.
Hey, Carlos.
It's the hit that keeps on giving.
Come behind
segment.
The curtain, hit family.
Mate, don't ruin the surprise. Carl's a real person. Don't you break down the authenticity of my segment. I don't shit on Dear Jess. Don't you come in here and shit on Incy Wincy. Anyway.
Proceed, sir. Proceed.
So, Carl, let's call him Steve.
No, that's Steve as well.
What's Steve, Carl?
Anyway. 1310 6, I need your help with this because Carl was a sim. He was having beers at the boys on the weekends. Pull it together, Duffy. You're a professional. He was having beers with the boys, right? And he said he had the boss's work card. Okay.
Why did he have the boss's work card?
Well, he had to go pick something up on Friday. He's a tradie. We're getting into the backstory.
Is he in the letter?
I don't care anymore. I'm over this segment. He was out at the pub Saturday night with the boys, as we've established. having beers, and then his friends thought it was a good idea for him to use the boss's credit card.
Oh, no!
So he's used the credit card on drinks. Thus, we have an Incy problem. What should he do to the boss? 1310 60, if you want to weigh in on it.
Yeah. Ryan on Facebook, who's a legitimate person, said, just head to Mexico with the credit card.
But yes. Yeah, it's a huge issue. 1310 60. If you want to help us and get involved, help Carlos, really.
Yeah.
Do you want me to call Carl with the suggestion, or do you want to do it?
I'm a...
But if no one calls, we've got a backup interview that's pre-recorded.
And that's it for Nick, Jess, and Ducko's
Bottom Three.
Yes, judge, jury, and executioner you are, Hit Family. PDAs, we are split in the room. Ducko saw a late 40s couple macking on non-stop, not drawing breath for 20 minutes while queuing up for a restaurant the other day. Thought, that's a don't you from me.
Yeah, tongues down the throat style, you know what I mean?
I love that.
There was passion involved. I thought we were going to take each other's clothes off and go at it then and there.
Oh, okay, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Wandering hands.
Line. Oh, there was some wandering hands, all right. Where are you putting it? You know, it was like, it was just...
Mate, nothing gets me more amorous than knowing dinner's coming. So, I mean, if I happen to be in public in a
queue... That gets you going, doesn't it?
Yes. Like,
sometimes you look at the menu early when you know you and Angus are going out to dinner. And you just sit there and you get so excited.
We've got a couple of meals planned for this weekend, and I've got to tell ya.
I'll tell you
just
what.
Just thinking about it.
Oh, I love thinking about food going forward.
Me too.
I'm going to treat myself and have a steak for lunch.
Look at lunch. You. Watch out, Georgie. You know what I mean?
These are the crazy cats that I work with day in and day out, guys.
Yes. Shaz is in Whitebridge. Shaz, we're talking do ya, don't ya? Like a little bit of the PDA.
I'm a do ya.
Yes, girlfriend.
How much though, Shaz?
Well, yeah, I do think there is a limit. And see, my partner's a don't ya, so that makes it really hard. Like, I probably wouldn't stand their neck in for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But I do think that I've actually figured out why I'm a do ya and why he's a don't ya.
Why?
Go on, Shaz.
So, I don't know if you've ever heard of this thing called the 5 love languages.
Yes. Talk to me. What's yours?
Affirmation.
Well, mine is physical touch.
Yes.
So
and what's
love
his?
I love the touching, the hand-holding. He's actually a combination of split evenly of acts of service, quality time, and receiving gifts.
A smooch from you should be considered a gift. Am I right, Shaz?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
A priceless gift, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
What was your affirmation again, Gil? You were a love...
Love language?
Yeah, mine was the 6th one. Yeah. Rocket toys.
Science. How husky is his voice today?
Rocket toys. You know why? Because he's getting hot under the collar thinking about his steak for lunch.
Do you, don't you, guys?
Abby in Wallsend, 131060. Do you, don't you? Like PDA.
Definitely don't you.
Yeah.
Oh, and like watching someone else, Abby, or even engaging yourself?
It's just, it's gross. Yeah. I find it absolutely revolting. Like, I'll go out to King Street and we'll walk in and all the girls are like, oh, yeah, like, we're having a girls' night and here's these two couples.
Yeah.
hooking up, just macking on, and it's like, oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, you just killed my vibe.
You're just trying to have a gal's night, you know, have a few coffee teas. You're looking over, seeing someone necking on. You
know, like a disco pash.
I know. The dance floor pash.
Bring it back.
Bring it. Oh, that's what we miss about the dance floors.
So true.
Matt in Western, do you or don't you like the PDAs?
G'day, guys. I'm definitely a do ya.
A do ya. So you partake, Matt?
Yes, I do, but my fiancé is very much a don't ya.
Oh, see, I reckon this needs to be in our Tinder bios. It needs to be on that first date. This needs to be one of the questions we find out. There's too many mismatched couples out there.
Yeah, maybe you can't date unless you both like PDA or something.
I know.
Maybe it could just be a colour on the background. Like, you know, if you have green in the background.
Green is go.
Green is go.
Green is a go for a PDA.
Red. No PDAs, please.
No PDA. All right, well, Kelly and Raymond Terrace, finish us off here for Newcastle, 131060. Do you, don't you, like public displays of affection?
Do ya?
Do ya?
Oh, God.
Mate, I told you it's a sexy city.
Do ya?
I'm a funny one, but.
Oh, why?
Oh, go on.
Yeah, because I like to stick my finger up their bums.
I did not see that coming, Kelly.
Is that your version of affection?
What does that have to do with PDA?
It's wow. Callie's interpretation of affection.
Oh, have you ever seen a man clench his bum? That's hilarious.
So this isn't even while you're kissing.
So you just... That's like that Japanese game. The Japanese game where they poke each other's bums.
Is that Hoppawattie? Yeah. Is that that?
Hoppawattie, yeah.
Like Hoppawattie.
You like a bit of Hoppawattie, hey, Kelly? Gets you going.
I'm the Hoppawattie.
Okay.
Not many people are making that claim, Kelly, so it's all yours.
Next week, should we do you, don't you, Hoppawattie?
I mean, Kelly, save Kelly's number. We're going to need it next week.